Good afternoon, comrades. This is Thinking Out Loud, the secret podcast for those who are against the party and Big Brother. In today's segment, we have two guests here who will share information on vaporization and questions that one could have. Their names will not be revealed for obvious reasons, but let's welcome our first guest. Please state your position and what you're going to talk about.
I'm a member of the Thought Police, and I am here today to talk about what I do and what I know in order to further inform party members.
So tell us, what do you really do?
As a whole, the Thought Police keeps an eye on everyone in the society to make sure they are loyal to only Big Brother.
Are there any other party members you get orders from?
Yes, but those orders are said to come from Big Brother himself. So ultimately, I work for Big Brother and try to make everyone do what they are supposed to do.
Can you tell us how you came to be in Thought Police?
I have been in the program for about 3 years now, and it has changed a lot throughout the years.
How has it changed?
Well, in the beginning, it was just about protecting the people and keeping the bad out, but it has turned into the people being the party itself and keeping them away from the truth in themselves.
It really looks as if the Thought Police has really adapted to our current society. I'm sure many party members have questions, and our next guest is a party member. Please welcome our next guest.
Good afternoon, comrades. Thank you for having me today.
It is plus good to have you with us. So, comrades, do you have any questions you would want to ask our guest from Thought Pool?
Yes. Can you give the party members a list of things we should avoid or that we should do in order to avoid being vaporized?
Yes. Although I'm sure that many party members already know the basics, I would like to clarify some. Party members should blend in with other comrades, participate in regular community activities, make sure to guard your physical / emotional reactions, as those are one of the most common things that Thought Police look at. Party members should always pay attention to how they present themselves to the telescreens as well to their children.
And what should we avoid doing?
Party members should not show any kind of action or thought that may be seen as emotional. Never say anything against the party and never partake in any activity that would make you seem conflicting to what the party wants. Also, don't try to communicate with other party members that you believe to be against Big Brother as though that you could lead to being vaporized.
Thank you, comrade. Now I have a question for our fellow party member. Have you heard or remember any people you knew who got vaporized? As far as we know, most party members automatically accept what the party tells them. And if the party tells them a person never existed, then that person never existed. I want to know, do you remember anyone who has been vaporized?
I know my neighbor, Time, was vaporized. He was working on the 11th edition dictionary for Newspeak. Then one day he never came back to his apartment. No one remembered him the second day he was gone, and it's like they knew he was gone, but they didn't know who he was either. Sam's apartment is now being occupied by a new comrade.
Are there any other people you remember being vaporized?
Yeah, there was this girl, I think her name was Alyssa. She lived in the downstairs apartment, and we'd talk every now and then, but it wasn't like a huge friendship. We just kind of saw each other every now and then, but one day she just never came back to the building, so I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you're not the only party member who remember events, but others just don't. Maybe their mind has just been conditioned to forget those events.
Exactly, and a party member can't do anything because the Thought Polo will quickly capture said party member.
You're absolutely right, and actually to our Thought Police here with us, what do you say about this? Do you know anything about this?
Unfortunately, no. The Thought Police is merely told to observe the party members and capture them. We are not given any information on how people can accept facts. Like a person never existing, I know the Ministry of Truth erases a person's record of existing, but I cannot explain how a party member can accept it so easily, especially if they knew that party member.
Okay, I want to go back to something you just said. The Ministry of Truth erases a person's record of existing?
Yes.
You know the entire process of what happens during vaporization?
Yes.
Alright, comrades, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with our guest to talk about what vaporization really is. Today's commercial break is brought to you by a rebel saxophone player from the Proles, and he is here to play a lost song from the past. Welcome back, comrades. Now, before the commercial break, we were talking about vaporization when our fellow thought police said something interesting. What did you say again, please?
The Ministry of Truth erases a person's existence.
And what part does the Ministry of Truth take in vaporization with that action?
The part normally happens towards the end.
Can you elaborate on what happens during vaporization, the beginning, middle, and end, please?
Well, first, we take the person from their home and their family.
Do you do that discreetly, or...?
That really just depends on the situation. We can be discreet or indiscreet. Then the Ministry of Truth removes the names from all records, and everything they had ever owned is then demolished by burning it up or just being hidden in a faraway, locked-up place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once their family and closest peers have learned to not remember them...
How do they learn not to remember them?
Normally, they just do, but in case they are insistent, the thought police make sure that they do, either with the easiest way or the hard way. Anyway, the criminals, per se, they are then sent to the Ministry of Love and are tortured to try and change their minds to what the party and Big Brother wants.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, if their minds cannot be changed, then Big Brother associates take them and then shoot them in the head. Sometimes criminals change their mind and they learn to love Big Brother, but they're still, like, killed.
What do they do with the body afterwards?
So, when the body has been shot, they take it to the lowest room in the building, and there are graves that they have dug, and they place a body in them, and they use sulfuric acid and dissolve them so that no one will ever find them.
It seems that the thought police has a very simple process for vaporization. I'm afraid we have run out of time. Thank you so much to our guests for coming today. I know this is a big risk for both of our guests and listeners. Join us next week for How to Ignore a Telescreen, and goodbye, comrades. Today's show was brought to you by Margaret, Taylor, and Noemi. Editing and directing by Margaret. Recording and sound specials by Taylor. And finally, screenwriting and artwork by Noemi.